When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, congratulations to Jalen Walker. He's the Butkus Award winner. Here he is winning that award.
All-out blitz, yours, cannot escape. They've got him again. Jalen Walker for a second time against this final minute. Pressure comes. Manning escapes on the run, trying to make something happen. Cannot get away from Jalen Walker.
Yeah, man. He wins the Butkus Award. He's the nation's top linebacker. Had a lot of good moments during the season, but he won that award based on destroying Texas twice.
He did not have the nation's best season from a linebacker. He might be the best linebacker in the country.
He might be. He might have had the best performances of a linebacker in individual games.
But I would almost say, you look at the Georgia front, including him and Micah Williams, who's going to go in the top 10 of the NFL draft. Yeah. These guys did not have the season you thought they could have.
From a consistency standpoint,
right.
No.
But from a dominant standpoint, there were moments.
When they needed it, yeah.
Unfortunately, or fortunately for him, those were the games that the most people watched. We saw the ratings of the SEC title game. Everyone watched, and he tore it up.
Yep. Becomes the third Georgia linebacker to win the award since 2017. Roquan Smith won it in 17. N'Kobe Dean won it in 21. So they were due.
What is Georgia? Were linebacker you there? They're tight end you?
Just NFL first-rounder you.
What else are we going to go with?
I don't know.
Punter you?
RBU. I don't know.
RBU definitely was a thing.
It was for a while. Recently, it's kind of fallen off.
Yeah.
Recently, it's become tight end you. But now you're telling me linebacker you.
But, I mean, just look at the different positions that have been drafted.
Safety and DB.
Safety.
Yeah, I know. I'm playing around. But
linemen, interior, and pass rushers.
Offensive linemen, too.
Just kind of not QBU. Like, that's kind of just hasn't been quarterbacks drafted early. Not recently, but it hadn't mattered. They still won a ton of games. I don't know. It's just first-round draft pick you.
When was Stetson taken? Fourth round, fifth round?
Yeah, fourth round.
Carson Beck, maybe. Similar. Maybe you could be, like, fifth-round quarterback you.
That's crazy to say. Like, if you would have told me at the beginning of the year, I know this is ridiculous. We always say this, and it's not the way life works, but entertain it. If you would have told me at the beginning of the year, Carson Beck would have played his way out of the first 2 days of the draft, I would have said, well, clearly Georgia's season was a disaster.
It's not like you mocked him in the top 10. Everyone did.
Yeah.
He was one of the first 10 picks on every expert's board coming into the season.
He was.
And the Heisman favorite or second favorite at every Vegas sports book.
And now he's probably not going to play in the playoff due to injury. Still don't know officially. They know, but they're not telling us.
Yeah, we do.
They know, but they're not telling us. And I asked Randy this the other day. Now, Randy's always going to say this because he's going to, you know, he's been right about it, but he's going to pick Georgia when it comes time to pick Georgia. But he said his opinion of their ability to win a national championship didn't change based on whether Carson Beck plays quarterback or Gunnar Stockton plays quarterback. Now, I don't know if that's just a general homerism. I don't know if that's a Carson Beck indictment or if that's a Gunnar Stockton belief, but that's another crazy – that's a crazy one. Like, they win the national championship, Carson Beck doesn't play in the playoff. I mean
– Here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. I don't disagree with him.
No, I don't either. I don't either.
I think he's dead on. I think you're going to win this national championship if your receivers make some plays and stop dropping ball, if your defense plays at the level that they can play at, and if you don't make mistakes. And Carson Beck made enough mistakes that Gunnar Stockton making a mistake or two is no different.
But that's the thing that we were talking about yesterday. It's like Carson Beck played so badly in some of these big games. Like, he hurt the team in some of these big games, and they still won them. Like, he's threw three interceptions in the game against
the
Texas.
The only truly strong performance in a big game was Tennessee.
Yeah, that was a really good performance. And there were flashes of moments in some of the other games.
Yes.
But yeah, the way that he played against Tennessee was phenomenal. Anyway, all that to say, there's a lot of details of Georgia's season that if you only knew them, it would be hard to believe that they are where they are. But they are where they are.
By the way, with the path that they have, like on paper.
That might be the most impressive part of it, is that schedule. To play the way that they played at times and still navigate that schedule all the way to a bye in an SEC championship game, an SEC championship, is nuts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.